You're listening to Mind Muscle. My name's Chantel.
And I'm Meg. Whether you're tuning in from your bed, a walk on the treadmill, or your commute to work, we are so happy you're here.
If you're back listening to us from our previous episodes, or if it's your first time tuning into Mind Muscle, thank you, thank you, thank you.
For anybody that thinks that our intro is pre-recorded, I want you to listen to Chantel's voice.
It's so funny you just said that because that's exactly what I was just going to say. Like, if there's any indication that we don't pre-record this, this is it.
This is, yeah. I mean, I don't know why we don't, but at the same time, like, it's so easy to just say it before we dive into it.
I know, and it kind of sets the tone. Like, it gets me, like, in it, if that makes sense.
100%. And, yeah. Like, we don't have to just randomly start picking up a mic and talking about
exactly.
Something. We've got our little intro. But this is episode 12, and womp, womp, this is going to be our season finale for many reasons that we will talk about, but it is just time to take a break. And it's important to realize when it's time to take a break.
Are you telling me this, Meg, that it's important to realize?
I'm telling everybody, but I'm staring you in the eyes while I do it.
Yeah.
But it's been a crazy month. It's we haven't uploaded in a month. This will be 4 weeks. We usually upload every other week, so bi-weekly, and we couldn't last time, which we can dive into. And yeah, it's been a month, which is crazy. Like, we were setting this up and I was like, I don't remember how to set this up. I do, but like
a month is a long time.
It felt
time,
so
though.
Foreign, yeah.
Right? Like, it's a long time for us and we have not missed an episode yet since doing this, and we took a lot of like pride in doing that. I did anyways, for sure, like, you know.
Yeah.
And we never made an excuse and we always showed
we
up.
We didn't. There was never an excuse. Like, never. The last time we couldn't get together.
No. The last one, but that's what I mean. Like, we've always been so good with like holding ourselves accountable, and even when we didn't feel like it, we still showed up. So, we missed an episode.
Should we talk about why we missed an episode?
We can talk about it. I got in a car accident, but I am so fine. So fine. My car's not, but I am. And it was so interesting because that day, like, I was feeling so good that day. And I was going to get a workout in, and I was so excited. And it happened on my way to the gym, unfortunately. And it was my fault. I rear-ended someone. Things happen so quickly, you know, and the more that I like think about it, because obviously when things happen like that, like, you just go into shock and it's like such a weird state and time. But, the more I'm thinking about it, I'm like, my mind just isn't there right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just like not there.
Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me as bad as that sounds. Like, it honestly, it's like, it's not shocking to me that I got in a car accident or something like that would happen, because I'm like, I'm not there.
Your car did have a wee bit of an issue that you have a recall on it.
I do, but you know, my insurance came back to me and said I had nothing to do with it.
Oh shit. Okay. Yeah. That's the first time I'm hearing
so,
about this.
I know. So it did. It, like, if we looked into the recall and I was like, oh my gosh, my car has a recall on it. What the hell? Like, this lines up perfectly, because it was pouring rain, and when I did brake, my car just slid. Like, it just kept sliding. It felt like I was sliding on ice, but there was no ice. Mm-hmm. So I know I didn't, but that's what it felt like. And I was like, that's so weird, because I swear there was enough time. I feel like we always feel like that. I don't know. I've never actually gotten into a car accident before, so.
Is that your first one?
Yeah, like, I got into...
I say that like they're like something so fun to do. That's the first time you've done that?
I got into like a little accident a long, many, many, many years ago, and it was like no one was around me. I slipped on black ice. It was scary. Like, my car swiveled around on the road, and I went into a ditch, but the ditch was like filled with... It was like a snowbank ditch.
Okay, so you
so
got
it was so safe.
Much.
A guy came, pulled my car. It was easy peasy. It wasn't even like nothing happened. I drove my car home like it was nothing. Whereas this one, my car is like...
Totaled.
Yeah. So that's crappy, but... it was like so interesting, right? Like, I wasn't hurt, thank goodness. I wasn't upset, to be honest with you. Like, I
you didn't
honestly,
have your boys with
like,
you?
I didn't have my boys with me. Everything was lined up perfectly, if anything's going to be perfect in an accident. Because, like, I just felt very grateful. Like I was voice noting you, Meg, and being like, I honestly just feel this like unwavering amount of gratitude on top of me right now. Like I just have no other way to explain it but to be seriously grateful. And like the person I hit, I immediately knew it was my fault. I hit them and I got out of the car. I made sure they had no kids in their car. I made sure they were okay. They were obviously a little annoyed at first because I just like threw their whole day for a loop. But like I apologized. I said, look, this is all me. I am so sorry. I don't know what happened. Here's all my information. Here's my phone number. Call me right now so you can see my like your name pop up on my phone. Like again, I'm so sorry, blah, 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 blah. Anything else you need from me, let me know. And the guy ended up being so great. And like, he helped me stop traffic so I could move my car over. I was able to move it over, which was great. He like didn't let me wait alone for the tow truck. He's like, I'm just going to wait here with you. I don't want you to be alone. He was just really great, like really amazing. Like him and his wife were at the collision center with us and like, he was making jokes with it. Like she was like, oh, do you want me to go get you a coffee? Are you done your coffee? He's like, yeah, it's all over my radio in my car. Cause like, obviously when I
you're like, him, I'm sorry.
I did. I was like, oh, and he was like laughing. He's like, it's okay. Huh? Like he was so great. And like the police didn't come. Like I didn't get charged. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like so much good, not so much good.
It went the best it could have gone.
Absolutely.
I do think I want to pause and say, like, I do think the experience that you had with the other people involved in the accident is like a true testament of like you receive the energy you put out. Because if you had have been like going balls to the wall, like,
yeah,
not that kind, not that approachable, didn't, not like giving off that you cared so much, like you would have received a very different version of him.
I do agree with that fully. And I actually remember saying, I think these I think these guys are being so great with me because I'm being so great with them.
Of like, course. If you were being like, if you were trying to deny, like, perfect example, you are an angel of a human being. And the last time we recorded a podcast, a client that was in the salon before we started recording was giving the hardest time about hitting, sorry, not you tell the story because I'm just messing it all up.
I think we did touch on it the last episode when that was the last episode, crazy, but I think so. Yeah. Someone hit my client's car in the parking lot.
Right. Okay. Yeah, and we did touch on this.
The person who hit her was being so difficult, wouldn't give her insurance. And that, how ironic, right? Like that happened and then I get an accident. So I immediately knew, obviously I wouldn't be difficult anyways, but I immediately knew, okay, I need to hand over my insurance. I need to just be so willing and so cooperative right now. That's what I was doing. I'm like, here's everything. And I was even like going to send them flowers to their house for being so lovely. God. Like they were so great. I've just seen and heard so many horror stories like of people just being like, I absolutely could have been charged for careless driving. 100%.
Mm-hmm. I've been charged for that.
Yeah. Like if the cops came to the scene, they probably would have given me a ticket for that. And that would have effed me. Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm just so, I was in that moment, like, so grateful. I'm like, okay, I'm not upset. I'm not angry. I'm not anything. I'm just happy and grateful. And I didn't tell my boys until I got home so they could see me, see that I was safe. I texted you right away, Meg, being like, okay, I don't think we can record this podcast tonight.
Your text was it was such a Chantel text. Hi, best friend. My day's been thrown for a little bit of a loop. I just got in a car accident, so I probably won't be able to record the podcast tonight, but I'm safe and I love you. I'm like, what?
So like making it not a big deal. Yeah. Like, I know. But honestly, it was like, I was like, okay, what's the next step kind of thing. Like that's how I felt. I was like, okay, this is what happened. It happened.
Yeah.
Let's go. What's plan?
Exactly. Deal with it head on.
Connect the dots here. Like, okay, I hit this guy. Now I need to call CAA for my car to get picked up. I need to go to the reporting center. I need to like call my insurance. And I did all of that. And like, I was just immediately bam, 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 you know, like, okay, let's figure this out. It's fine. Mm-hmm. And my insurance has been nothing but amazing. The tow truck driver was incredible. Hello.
Oopsies, that's me alarm at 7:54 p.m. I'm not sure what that's for.
That's so funny.
What the hell was that? Anyway, sorry, know. Keep going.
No, but that's it. I just felt so much like gratitude and gratefulness, and I felt very blessed in that situation that like, you know what? a really crappy situation does not have to like ruin a bunch of things, right? Mm-hmm. Like the next day was Logan's birthday party. It didn't happen on that day.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I didn't even think of that. Like how much of a wrench would that put into that day if it had have happened
Imagine
then?
Imagine my heart would break if like I had to, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I didn't. Nothing changed.
Yeah.
Nothing changed. Thankfully, like my mom lent me her car and I was able to just go there and it was like, you know, so everything worked out perfectly. So that is why we had to postpone last week's episode. And yes.
And we
sorry guys, you'll hear me cough throughout this entire episode, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. You can't blame her though. Oh, it's been going around. Just the sickness.
This is enough. This
yeah.
Is,
and you I just mean, had strep throat. Like, it's been a crazy month for Chantel.
Honestly, like, I was saying not too long ago to someone, I'm like, I've never been this sick back to back in my life. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, well, you've never been going through what you've been going through in your exactly. entire life. And I'm like, that's so true.
It is crazy, like, what stress does to the...
Sorry, guys.
Just like...
Just to not talk it over here. This is so disgusting.
It's crazy what stress does to the body, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, you cannot function at your best if you're constantly dealing with stress.
Like, I feel like this is my body telling me, like, you just need to really take it easy. Mm-hmm. Like, chill out. Like, stop, you know? Yeah, that's what's going on. So, we were... Meg and I were chatting about, okay, do we want to take a season finale little break or like, what do we want to do here? And I was kind of like, no, I'm good. Like, let's keep going because this brings me so much joy, right? And I've said it in the past before, but like, distraction is like kind of the root of all evil for me. Like, I kind of go to what like a quote unquote job or like something that I love to do, a hobby to distract myself from everything that's going on in my life. And this is definitely one of them. I love doing our podcast. It's so much fun. It brings me so much joy. Every time I leave here, I'm like on cloud nine. So like, no, I don't want to stop. But then Meg being Meg and being amazing and seeing me and knowing me was like, no, we are going to take a break. Like, and you literally said to me, like, I'm going to take this upon myself and make this decision for us that we're going to take a break. And I honestly, like, appreciate you so much for that because I would never make that decision for myself.
You wouldn't. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you so much. So this is why we're doing this. But I was saying to you when we talked about this was it just, like, we are in the perfect position too. Like, this is something you have so much going on in your life that cannot be put on pause. This is something that we can easily put on pause. Mm-hmm. It's not like we're on episode 6 and it would throw a loop to end the season now. Like, we've done 12 episodes. Yeah. Like, it's lined up. Like, it's probably supposed to happen like this. Like, you definitely need to catch a bit of a break.
Yeah.
And as much as we do love doing this so much, it is a half an hour trip from where you live now with your mom and Bethany to get here to record it. Mm-hmm. And
then we're usually not done until like sometimes late and I'm driving home late and then sometimes I have to come back in the morning. So it's just like it's a lot. Like, not this. This isn't a lot.
You have a lot going on.
My life is a lot. Yeah. Put it that way. Like, literally, it's just like there's so much. So we decided that we'll still get together on a bi-weekly basis and just like hang out. And I'm so excited for that. I'm so excited to like just be with you, you know?
Yeah, I forgot that was another big reason that we were like, okay, let's just like pause the podcast because, again, we are having like real authentic conversations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, we don't want to put every detail of our life on a podcast though. And we get together probably bi-weekly, which like for anybody with like a life and a job and kids and whatever it is, like seeing somebody bi-weekly is a lot of like, that's consistent being totally able to see somebody,
totally
right? And every time we saw each other bi-weekly, it was catching up quickly and then like turning on the podcast and recording. Yeah. So like, I think that we just need, I hope everybody in their lifetime finds a friendship like the one that I have with Chantel, because it's like, it's truly like medicine for us to just like put all of this down and like spend our bi-weekly time together to have just like conversations, like just be able to like really get into it again and like talk about not even what's going on in life, but just like hopes and dreams and like just have good like deep, meaningful conversations with each other to really like refill our cup and then come back to this the best ever. And honestly, it was a very similar situation when we ended season one, but I think that we just like weren't in a position to really, we've gotten more comfortable as we've done this and more comfortable sharing more.
For sure, yeah.
So it kind of always works out when it should, I feel like.
When did we end season one? What was going on there? I don't remember.
I don't know, but I know that we started it up in...
Oh, it was like the summer. We took the summer off.
Yeah. Or maybe the reason we started season two was to get you out of a bit of a...
It definitely helped.
Yeah.
I remember
a bit of a hole.
Yeah. Holy, when aren't I in a hole?
Oh my God. You just had like the craziest year. It's been 2 years?
No.
Year.
No year.
Yeah.
Because we're in March right now. Last March. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have no idea what I was even doing last March. What the heck was I doing?
I know.
Seriously. Anyways, Meg, you have so much going on too. You're moving.
I'm moving!
Which is like so friggin' exciting.
I know, I'm so excited.
I'm just like inviting myself over the next time we'll hang out at your new house.
Oh my God, I want you to come over so bad. I want you to come over whenever the heck you want to.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
We are upgrading from a basement apartment. Your basement apartment
is so beautiful.
It is so cute. Yeah. And it is a walkout, I'll say. So like it's above ground, even though it is the basement of a house. We also have a dog, Moby, and the place that we live right now, it backs onto a forest, so there's no like fenced in backyard, and Moby always has to be on like a lead when he's outside, like have his collar clipped up, and like I want him to just like run around free and not be stuck to a lead. And the backyard of the house that we're moving into is like fairly big, it's a good size for him. And B, it's really not safe for them to be on a lead. Like I haven't looked like too deep into it, but I'm pretty sure like there's a lot of injury that can come from it.
I could see that.
And I don't doubt it at all, because Moby, we back onto that forest, and when he sees, there's been a couple occasions he snapped himself off because he sees something he wants to get to, and he like runs hard enough that the lead.
He doesn't care, eh?
No.
Moby,
oh my God.
Just like,
I wish you guys could meet Moby, because Moby doesn't give a fuck about anything. He's going to do whatever he wants.
He opens Meg and Luke's fridge.
Yeah. We had to put a baby lock on our fridge. He has
a test, but the best test.
More than a test. He's been a lesson, and I haven't even figured out what the lesson is yet. He's a sweet boy.
He is. That's why I'm like, he is. He's a sweet boy.
He's a sweet, very, very troubled boy. He's a rescue dog, and he does not like very many people. Like, I'm going to be upfront and say he's mean, and I never expected to have a mean dog. And it's been like the adjustment period. He's not mean to us. He's not mean to me and Luke, but it has been really difficult trying to get him to acclimate with people. And he just doesn't. Like, he really struggles with people and people being in his space. Like, he's really scary when he like is scared of you. That's the reason he's acting that way, is because he's scared, but he turns into a big tough boy when he's acting that way. And it's just been such a shift. Like, God, I don't know, but I've said to Chantel, like, this must mean that I'm gonna have angel children. Like, if I have...
Oh, but it will, because even if your kids are hard, like, quote unquote hard, it won't be hard for you.
Oh my God, like, nowhere near. Like, I was telling Chantel last week, I woke up in the middle of the night.
Oh.
And I rolled... Moby sleeps in bed with us, and I rolled over in the middle of the night and like put my hand into something mushy. And I just like immediately right off the bat, like, Moby's laying in between Luke and I, and I'm like, he puked on my pillow. That is Moby's puke. And I didn't even give myself a second to think about it. I got up, I cleaned it up the best that I could at 2 a.m. And then it was just my pillow. So I Luke woke up because I had to turn on the lights and like clean everything. And I went out and I slept on the couch, and like he finished sleeping there because his side of the bed wasn't.
It was fine.
Yeah, it wasn't screwed up. And, I was telling Chantel this story, and she voiced me back, and she's like, Meg, this is really preparing you for kids, because I have never woken up and my kids puke before.
No, like, I've never done that. I've woken up to them puking in their bed, and like I have to wash sheets of puke, and like disgusting, and like That's, but I've never woken up to my hand in their puke. Like, I just have
on my pillow. No. Like, thank goodness it wasn't my face in there.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, man. No, I haven't done that. It hasn't been a thing yet. Oh. So
I haven't really let myself think about it too deep because I know I'll start gagging.
And but. Like, no, I don't even like talking about it, honestly. Mm-mm. But like, I'm so thankful my kids are actually, like, they're at an age
they're
now
past.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
Thank goodness. Like,
they know how to get themselves to the bathroom
now. They
know
how to get themselves to the bathroom. Or like, mommy, bring me a bowl because I know what's happening. And I'll stay with them, but they'll know, okay, this is what's going on. I'm going to throw up in the bowl, not my bed. You know, like, they're at the best freaking age right
now. Like, they get it now.
They're just, they're just the best.
I've never, you hear stories about like, or people, like adults telling you stories about them puking somewhere that's not a toilet. And I'm always like, how do you not make it to the bathroom
Why
as an
are we
adult?
Talking about?
I don't know. How do we get this so deep into puke?
This is so gross. People
Anyways,
who are listening probably aren't anymore. So
I don't know. I was talking about Moby and just how big of a test he is.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that is what he is. Anyways.
Yeah, he's a test. But you're getting a new house and it's going to be so exciting. And I'm going to come visit and we will.
We did not buy it. I don't want to make anybody feel like I'm winning in that position in life. I'm renting this house. Okay. Just the main level and the upstairs.
Perfect.
Oh, it'll be so good. It'll be so much better. It just like feels like, and there's just oh my God, don't be sorry.
Thank you for like pausing.
So. No problem. There's just a middle-aged man by himself living in the basement. So like, it's going to be so good. The house that we live in right now, the people that own the house live in the upstairs. And
which is like always so tricky.
I was just gonna say, I feel like that's just like tricky in any case, just because it's their home and like they're there, so they have preferences on like how they want it to look and just like different things,
and
right?
Oh wait, you know, like you just never know. And like if they're home, it's like you're always kind of walking on eggshells.
Exactly. Like, it's not like a landlord that like is out of town and just like manages the house.
Ryan and I's first place together was a basement apartment, and the owners lived upstairs, and she was so sweet. Her name was Angie. Like honestly, the sweetest lady, but almost like was so obsessed with us that like it was too much. Like she'd like knock on the door and come down and deliver us food, which was so sweet, but we're like, we're fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine.
Oh my God.
And they actually had a dog. It's funny. They had a dog that, I kid you not, barked nonstop.
Yeah.
Barked nonstop. Her name was Angel. And one day she ran away. And this may, okay, this may sound really bad, okay? But I remember being like, oh my gosh, she ran away. I'm like, this is the best news ever. Like, we can finally sleep. Like, she would bark all night. It was awful, okay? So then, I don't even know why I'm telling everyone this, but anyways, she was gone for months.
They got her back?
So listen, she was gone for months. One day, it was like 3 a.m, and I hear Angie.
No.
I mean, not Angie. Angel. Barking. Not so much of an angel, I tell you that.
Your eyes would have sprung open.
I was like, Rye, is that fucking Angel?
Is that fucking Angel?
Is that Angel? She's back? No! Anyway, so it's challenging living in a basement with the owners on top upstairs.
On top. No, but I get it's like such a similar situation to us that like they're so sweet. But like it's almost like we like moved out of our parents' house and like just got a second set of parents. You know what I mean? Because like exactly what you're saying, and nobody's going to understand this unless you've been in this situation, because you hear like, oh my God, they brought you food. That's so nice.
No,
oh my God, she brings down our mail to us, even though we have a mailbox. And it's like, these things sound so nice, but when you're looking for independence, like
it's annoying.
I appreciate it so much, but we do have a mailbox upstairs, and now we have a dog who gets upset every time there's a knock on the door, and it still happens, and it's like, please, we're working from home, please don't knock on the door and make our dog lose his mind for a piece of mail. But
it's gonna be so great, and you know,
it's gonna be so good. It's gonna be so good. I can't wait to just like, it'll feel like a house.
Yeah.
We have an upstairs. We have multiple bedrooms. We have a kitchen. Not that like we have a kitchen where we are now, but it's not. Like anybody that knows a basement apartment knows our kitchen's not like sectioned off. It's just like one big room, and like everything's split up between living room, kitchen.
So great, yeah. Meg, I'm so excited for you.
I'm so excited. And I am so excited to have a backsplash in my kitchen. This sounds so random, but we don't have a backsplash in our kitchen right now. And oh my God, I understand why they exist. Like how dirty that freaking wall gets just from like using your kitchen and your sink and everything. And it's so hard to like, wipe food.
True.
And stains off of like just a plain wall. But if it's like a backsplash and it's like that ceramic material, so easy to clean. So I'm so excited to have a backsplash.
Oh my gosh, the little things in life, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The little things.
Exactly. Moby won't be able to get into this fridge because it's freezer on the bottom, fridge on top.
Bless.
Amazing.
Meg mentioned earlier, this is our season finale episode. So we are going to wrap up season two, which is bittersweet. But I do think in the big picture, it will be really good for us, mostly me. Mm-hmm. I will be coming back to season three, hopefully just so much more clear-minded and, you know.
Yeah.
Just like more me again. And I'm really excited to feel that way. Mm-hmm. Soon, baby, soon.
But thank you guys so much for being here. We got to talk about like so much interesting stuff mm-hmm. this season. And I think that we made a lot of growth from season one to season two. We've learned a lot. Like we showed up to all of our season one episodes with like point forms that we wanted to touch on and things that we wanted to cover. And I think we were like just a lot more ourselves and a lot more like speaking freely in season two. And I think it went really well. And I'm looking at our Spotify right now because I'm just looking at all of the different things that we've talked about. And we have a 4.9 star rating with 22 ratings.
Which is so great.
But it doesn't tell you who left the ratings, which hurts my heart so much.
I know.
So if you have left us a rating, please tell us. Please reach out to us on our Instagram because that's so freaking nice. Like 22.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. It really is. And 4.9 stars, like, guys, I know. Stop.
That's honestly, oh.
But like looking at all this, oh my God, we got to talk about so much. Everything happening for a reason, becoming unstuck, following your gut. We were so lucky to have our first
guest.
Oh wait, was this our first? Was Justin like on season one?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was so long ago. But we got another guest in season two. We got to talk to Sid, who, if you don't remember, is the social worker. She's also my sister-in-law. And she just like shared with us so much amazing insight. Chantel went on a really cool retreat that we really dove into, which was awesome too. And we got to talk about
your engagement.
My engagement, finding brightness and chaos, like just so many different things. We explored the world of alcohol. We had late night sleepy episodes that made no sense. Like we just got to do a lot.
It was so fun. Mm-hmm. And one thing also when Meg was like reviewing all those episodes, you guys do not have to listen to them in order. And the only reason I'm saying this is because I have a few clients that are like, oh my gosh, I'm still catching up. And I'm like, catching up.
I know.
And I'm like, no, you can like honestly just scroll through and see it's like if a title resonates with you in that moment, click on it, listen to it. Like it,
exactly.
It doesn't go. We don't like pick up where we left off. Yep. We kind of just go with the flow. So don't ever feel like you need to like play catch up or anything
I
like
think
that.
People, because I get similar comments, like just people saying, oh my God, I haven't listened to the most recent episode yet, but, and I'm like, you don't have to. Like, no. If that's not, if the name of it or whatever it is doesn't resonate with you, like, you do not have to listen to this stuff. Like,
it's okay. It's so okay.
Yeah. But the support is amazing and we appreciate it so much.
And we just love doing this. It's so fun. And I say this all the time, but I'm so proud of us because so many people give up and just stop doing something like this, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun and I really love it. And this is so random, but I wish there was a take your best friend to work day because I want to come to the salon with you and just,
I know
you get to talk about your podcast with your podcast. Podcast?
Yeah.
I know you get to talk about the podcast with so many of your clients and I just like love that you get to do that and I want to come in and have the conversations with you.
I know. I really wish we could do that too.
But hopefully in season three, we can record some stuff.
Yeah, that's our plan.
Yeah.
We can do it.
We can do it
because...
We were so close.
I know.
We were so close. We bought a camera.
We kind of just like, you know what, did get discouraged. I'm not even going to beat myself, like beat around the bush there.
Oh, we just didn't even like.
Because it was good. Like when we uploaded it onto the desktop, it was so good, but it only recorded 30 minutes. Like what
exactly.
A bummer. It was such a bummer, but it was such good quality. It was so great. So I know we can do it.
Yeah.
I'm so like friggin' determined and... We haven't decided when we're coming back yet, but we will post that on our Instagram and keep you guys
absolutely.
In the loop and everything. But we will be back 100%. And just thank you guys so much. We appreciate you more than you will ever, ever, ever know. And
We love you.
We love you.
Thank you for being here for season two.
We'll see you in season three.
Hell yeah, baby. Enjoy your next couple months, guys.
Bye.
Bye.